Today for our Business Matters segment with the Department of Resources and Economic Development, brought to you by Sugar River Bank, your hometown bank for all your commercial lending needs. Call Joe Conway today at 227-6010. Sugar River Bank, how can we help you? Member of FDIC. So let's kick this off. We're going to be talking some disaster planning and what businesses need to know when weather can affect them and inclement conditions. And joining us today, we have Carmen Lorenz, the Development Director for the Department of Economic Development and Director of New Hampshire Homeland Security, Perry Plummer. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for being here. Now, this is a very interesting subject, and we were talking a little bit before we came on air about how New Hampshire is primarily small businesses and the importance of having a disaster plan, and maybe not all of them do, or most
probably
of them.
Most of them probably don't, yeah. No, that's why we thought it would be good to talk about this today.
Right.
Some of the stats that we have nationwide are that about 40% of businesses don't reopen after disaster, and 62% don't have a disaster plan. So we were just commenting that it might be even higher in New Hampshire since we've got a lot of small businesses in our business community. So it's a good time to think about that now that we're coming to the end of the year, and maybe it's a good time for businesses to take a look at whether they have one or maybe should. So we're glad Perry could join us and talk a little bit more about what to do and what it should have in it and why you should have it.
Absolutely. So what is the biggest challenge? Of course, we all hear disaster planning, and we think the absolute Armageddon worst. But sometimes a disaster can be as small as, let's say, a power outage for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you can have a large plan that encompasses everything, or you can have bits and pieces of a plan for the most common things. Obviously, power outages and flooding are the most common situations in our state. But it could be as simple as what happens if there is road closed because of disasters and people can't get to your business. How do you message that out? How do you prepare for those types of things? How do you get the services that you need? How do you get the power company to get those things cleared? Those types of things. But certainly for larger businesses that in a supply chain, they're going to want to know that you have a plan because they need your product. So the bottom line is they don't want to tie their livelihood to your situation if you don't have an emergency plan. So certainly emergency plans for businesses, both from their continuity operations, their emergency plan for their workers, and what do they do during a disaster? They send workers home, do they not send workers home? Who's essential personnel? All those types of things could be wrapped into that plan.
Okay. So in terms, I'm a small business owner. If I need help coming up with a disaster plan, I'm not sure, where do I even start with something like this? Does a small business plan apply to me, a disaster plan, as a small business owner? Can they contact the department? And
yeah, we do have some resources available on our website, which is nheconomy.com. There's a business continuity section where you can go, and there's some tools there that can help you figure out what you should be planning for and how to do it. So I don't know if there's any tools that you guys have that you want to talk
about.
The
main thing is ask the key questions. Mm-hmm. If we're without power for how long could we sustain business without power without it being detrimental to our business? 1 hour, 4 hours, 6 hours, both from a business flow standpoint and a product standpoint. Obviously, if you're a store that has stuff that's refrigerated, how long will that stuff last? And
like
those types of questions that are key. But also within that is how do you message out that you're open during a disaster? How do you message out that you're closed? So all those messaging things is really important. The first key is to be informed as a business so you can make key decisions for your business. So obviously, you know, stay in touch with weather, find out what's going on that way. We're actually launching a new product that's coming out the beginning of January, which is New Hampshire Alerts. And it's a cell phone download, and they will be able to get real-time information about traffic accidents in their area, weather alerts, all types of various information. Even if they had, you've heard times when they've shut areas down because they've had someone with a gun there or something, that would be messaged out. It geofences, which means those messages only get sent to appropriate areas. So you're not getting all the other messages. You know, if you're in Dover, you're a Dover business, you don't care what's happening on in Berlin.
Right.
So you'll only get your normal stuff. The best way to access that would be through our website, readynh.gov. Mm-hmm. There is stuff there that for resource for businesses as well. So that's readynh.gov. And that download will be available the first week of January. So what we ask is for not only businesses, but individuals, business managers, download that app and stay in tune with what's going on. So you can make wise decisions based on your business, whether to open, whether to close, what to prepare for. The other piece of the puzzle is most disasters come down to power.
Yes.
So obviously, if you're a small business, a generator to run your business and stay open has twofold benefits. One is you keep your business going. There's no question about it. You don't have to shut down. You don't lose your food or whatever your resources are. But also, you're a key resource for people in disasters, especially if you're a local mini mart or any type of service that might be needed during a disaster. So a generator is probably the best investment that a business can make to stay open during these times. As Carmen mentioned, 40% of businesses don't reopen after disaster. We're creatures of habit. So if a coffee shop closes because they have water damage and they close for 6 weeks, I've gone there for 20 years. I got the cup of coffee. I sit at the end of the counter and have my coffee. Within those 6 weeks, I'm going to find a new place to have coffee. And as a citizen, I start changing my habits. Now I drive a different way to work and I get that cup of coffee. I don't return back after 6 weeks. So really, it's a pretty big situation for a business to be closed for an extended period of time. And although they may have insurance and it'll cover some costs, it doesn't cover all those customers that might not come back and find a different place to go and those type of things. So it is worth doing. It is worth investing in, and it is important in New England because you can see we have storms. And disasters are going to happen. This climate is changing. Our weather pattern is changing nationally. Storms are moving slower. So that means you're having longer cold spells, longer warm spells, a greater amount of rain. Storm used to flow through very quickly, drop an inch of rain, no big deal. Now it's dropping 3 inches of rain. It's causing flooding. Winter storms coming through, dropping more snow. So it is going to be more important that people have these emergency plans.
Well, and not only that, but emergencies are taking on sort of a new definition, if you will, because it's not in the past few years we had the huge snowstorm on Halloween. And then this past year we had it over Thanksgiving. So disaster planning shouldn't necessarily just be, if you're in New Hampshire, something that is a winter priority only. Because as you mentioned, there's flooding, there's other types of risks involved, weather oriented or otherwise. And what I found interesting that you were saying, Director Plummer, was a lot of 40% of small businesses close after a disaster. Is some of the contributing factor to that, outside of losing their day-to-day consumers, is that basically because they might not have a financial disaster planning resource available to them? If they're living, scraping by, barely getting by as business owners, is that a proponent of why they might close their doors?
No question about it. A lot of the small businesses operate on a cash basis. So, if they don't have income for a week, they probably can sustain it 2 weeks. They don't have that type of, revenue to continue to open and flourish. I know that when I was a fire chief, we had flooding down in part of the state where I was. And I talked to a restaurant business owner. He says, if this water gets into my kitchen, we're out of business. And this was a big, very busy restaurant. He said the amount of cash that I would lose by having to redo my kitchen, not the cost of the kitchen redoing it, the cost of the revenue and time frame that we would not be able to reopen. And that was for a very busy restaurant, a well-established restaurant. But those are the types of things that they need to plan for, both financially and from a disaster standpoint.
And Carmen, is that also a resource that you would help folks with in terms of the financial planning when it comes to the disaster planning portion of some sort of weather emergency or other?
Sure. If they want to have some kind of financial plan in place, we could help direct them to the right resources. We have a great Small Business Development Center here in New Hampshire that does a lot of financial work with our small business community. That's a good resource for people to tap into if they're interested in that.
What we're asking businesses to do is capitalize on disaster, which means stay open, you know, prepare, stay open, yeah. Be the only business that stays open. Mm-hmm. Then you'll make money on it. You know, it'll be wise to do that. You know, if you're a movie theater and you have generators and those types of things, emergency plans, people are going to come to you. Mm-hmm. They can't go anywhere else. If you're a business, as I mentioned, that supplies another business with a product, sell that to them and say, we have an emergency plan, we have generation, even during a disaster, our supply chain to you will not fail.
That's a good
fail.
Selling point.
So, you know, look at that as a good business move, not only preparation.
Right. So financially, it could be a benefit to a small business. Now, we were discussing earlier that New Hampshire is primarily made up of small business. Let's talk large business for a moment, because large business, we do have some here in New Hampshire. Are we seeing that more and more of these larger businesses are realizing the importance of what can happen in the event of a disaster, and they are coming up with those contingency plans?
When some of the larger businesses are bidding on jobs, they actually have to show either the emergency plan or continuity of operations plan, which means they'll be able to move their business and open someplace else if their building gets destroyed or something, and not cut down on that loss of supply to their vendors and things like that. So, you know, that might have to be in their business plan as well. So we're seeing more and more people ask for that, because business A that's not affected by disaster but would be affected by business B going, you know, being shut down because they need that product, they don't want that to happen. So they make sure that the vendors that they're dealing with have disaster plans.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. We're talking a lot here about weather, but I can't help but, you know, notice you are the New Hampshire Director of Homeland Security. So when people hear Homeland Security, they automatically, or at least for me, and I'm sure some of the listeners, you think, you know, terrorist attacks. You think in terms of that. Here in New Hampshire, I would imagine that a lot of businesses would think, geez, I'm immune to something like that. And that would be a totally different type of preparation than that of a weather disaster.
Well, certainly the same type of planning can go into it. So the truth is, if you do an all-hazards plan, you're covering both bases. So, but certainly, you know, rural New Hampshire is not prime for a large terror attack. Although, I got to be honest with you, the philosophical strategies of the terrorist groups now is with people within our country that are sympathizers or believers in the terrorist movement, say, go do anything, any place, any time. So it does make rural America more vulnerable. With that being said, it doesn't have to be a terrorist group to cause disruption in your business. You know, you have workplace violence, you have domestic violence issues where people come in. So prepare for all those types of things too. We hear more and more about shootings in workplace and things like that. So we do ask for them to look at their security plan and make sure that their frontline people know their security plan. And, you know, we ask them to exercise it now and then to make sure that not only it works, but their employees know it. Because keeping their employees safe is as important as anything else that they do.
Absolutely. It's like the fire drill that I go through sometimes in our
yes.
office. It's something that we should get into the practice of doing on a more regular basis. And because as weather changes, as time changes, as cultures change, this should be something that is on the forefront of small business owners' minds.
And certainly, you know, we recommend that they establish a relationship with their local police department, their local fire department, their local EMS provider. They have huge resources that they can bring to the table, you know, as far as information, as far as help, you know, developing these plans, as far as assessments and those types of things. Red Cross has a great program as well. It does a readiness assessment, provides tools to improve readiness for businesses, and it's Ready Rating NH, all one word, Ready Rating NH at gmail.gov, and they'll have a volunteer come out and do a walkthrough and talk about readiness for the business. So that's a free service that we encourage everybody to take advantage of.
That's wonderful. So that's a program from the Red Cross, and that's readyratingnh at gmail.gov.
.com,
excuse
so you
me.
Email them to sign up for that.
Yep, you email them, and they'll get back to you, and then they'll have a volunteer come out and do an assessment for
great.
You.
Okay, wonderful. We are joined today by Carmen Lawrence, Director of the Division of Economic Development, and Perry Plummer, the New Hampshire Director of Homeland Security, for our New Hampshire Business Matters segment. If you have any questions, if you're a small or a large business owner, please feel free to give a call, 866-823-1077. And Carmen, you were about to say something?
Oh, no, I think Perry was, actually.
There's one other program that the businesses might be interested in that's unrelated to weather, but certainly a disaster. In most businesses now are concerned about cyber attacks. Obviously, they're in the news. And through the Department of Homeland Security, there is an analyst out there that will come out and do a cyber assessment for a business free of charge. So someone could reach out to our office, and we'd hook them up with that opportunity to get a cyber assessment, especially in a large business where they have data that they have to keep secure and things like that. They'll do an assessment free of charge for them.
Do you think more and more business owners are aware of the cyber dangers?
Certainly at a larger business they are. You know, I mean, you look at the Sony issue. You look at all these issues. They're in the news all the time. Target, Home Depot. Right. You know, anybody that deals with credit cards has got to be concerned about cyber. But and it's a big deal right now. And from a terrorist standpoint, from a threat standpoint, that's certainly one that doesn't have a geographical bound. It doesn't matter if you're in a big city or a little town. It doesn't matter if you're a big business or a small business. You can have an issue with cyber, you know, either fraud or a state actor or something like that.
So most definitely something you should have a plan in place for. And, you know, we spoke earlier about small businesses going out completely, 40% after a disaster. You would think that if it had something to do with compromising credit cards of their customers or people frequenting their business, that would absolutely seal the deal. So that would be an extremely important aspect that they should contact, a professional about, even you, Carmen, of course, and get set up with a plan to be able to help them.
Yes, absolutely. We work with a lot of companies that are having all sorts of issues, so they can definitely give us a call and we'll help them find someone who can work with them through that.
Is the number one problem that faces small business owners here in New Hampshire, is it the fact that they don't have a plan at all? Is it the fact that they kind of sort of have a plan? Or is it the idea that they want to have a plan, but they're not sure where to start?
Oh, that's a good question.
Certainly, I think that part of the problem is it won't happen to me.
Yes.
I mean, we all do that, even in our personal lives. And the second piece is they think, we'll get this covered. We'll get through it when it happens. And you don't realize it's always going to happen on a Friday night at 4
when
o'clock.
When
there's no resources around, and it's your busiest weekend of the year. So certainly I think some of it is a lack of awareness that a plan will make a big difference within, you know, your business opportunity. And then the second thing is where to find the resources to do that. They just don't know how to get started a lot of times. But, you know, through our programs, through the economic resources programs, through Red Cross programs, there is assistance out there that's available.
That's wonderful. So the first step somebody should take, should they contact the Department of Resources and Economic Development? Should they contact their fire department, EMS? Should they contact Homeland Security Office? Where is the first point that they should start?
So in a basic plan, what they have to look at is, okay, so what are the risks to our business? So first of all, they should talk to their police, fire agencies to say, you know, what's your response time? Can you handle this? Can you handle that? How would we handle this or how would we handle that? And that way they kind of get an idea of where their vulnerabilities are. Once they figure out their vulnerabilities, then they can start, quite frankly, if you Google emergency operations plan, emergency preparedness plan for businesses, there's a ton of stuff online.
Yeah,
so that you could do that very easily. Mm-hmm. You probably could buy a template and go through with it. But the best thing is get your employees together or your senior leadership together and ask the questions. If this happens tomorrow, if we don't have power for a week, what are we going to do? Now, a continuity of operations plan, they think it's an overwhelming task. You say, well, we have 50 computers, so we're going to have to buy 50 computers and have them ready in case there's a case so we can move someplace else. The plan just says, no way you can get those. Mm. You know, so have a plan of, I know I can go to Walmart, I can get these, and I know we could set up in a different location. Now, certainly, economic resource would help you find a new location. That's a type of resources that would be available if they're building it wiped out and they started calling saying, we need 10,000 square feet with four phone lines. I think Carmen's going to be able to find them. That's where they're going to really be able to help in that disaster.
I mean, I think that's one thing that it's overwhelming, I think, especially for a very small business owner to have to write any kind of plan. I mean, whether it's just a plain old business plan or this type of plan for emergency preparedness, I don't think it has to be really complicated. It's just like Perry said, they need to just think about what are the things that could happen to us that could impact our business. And, you know, it could be as simple as just a list of those questions. If this were to happen, what would we do? And then it just write the answer down. And it just kind of, it's more the thought process, too, so that they have gone through that in their mind. So when it does, you know,
every business is a little unique as to what's important to them and what matters, you know, during a disaster, what they can live with and not live with. So they have to kind of think of that themselves. But if they brainstorm with their management team, and it might be Mr. and Mrs. Jones brainstorming about their mini mart and talking about it, or it might be a whole leadership team of a, you know, 50 or 60 person company, they'd come up with some pretty good questions of what are we going to do if. And then what we say is get it down on paper, write some answers to that, follow up, and just have a plan. You know, just think about what's going to happen, where can we get these resources if we lost power, if we lost our driveway, if we did these things. And then from there, just put it in writing. And then we ask that you do a tabletop exercise, something, sit down and say, okay, so let's figure out what we would do.
Yeah, and then, you know, new employees. Make sure you're training your new employees as well that come in. Just because you make a plan, it doesn't mean that your employees will be in a position to implement it if they have not been trained in such. Do we have an idea how many small businesses in New Hampshire actually have an emergency contingency plan?
I don't think we have numbers on that. We just have the national statistics that have been done based on some national surveys, but
it's for a small business, it's rare.
Very rare.
Now,
it is.
It's rare that they have a formal plan.
They might have thought.
Yeah, and they may have bits and pieces. They know that I get power, you know, I can get a generator from this person, or I know that if we lost our water supply, I know I can get this, but they haven't put it all into a comprehensive plan. And, you know, and so, you know, They also need like an evacuation plan. You know, how do they lock down their building if they had an issue? Those are other things on the peripheral. Communications is key. Communications to their customers. Because if they drive by on a Friday night and they're closed, how do they tell them that we'll be open on Saturday?
Right.
You know, and you know, or that we're open and nobody else is. So you got to think of that communication plan for sure. And a communication plan is how to get a hold of economic resources if need be. How do you get a hold of, you know, your local fire department or police department if you lose power? You know, those types of discussions. IT recovery is huge. We always say store your backups off-site because you never know when you're going to, you know, you never know when you're going to need them. And then how are your employees going to get there? Do you have key employees that have to be there? And if so, who are they, and do they know that? And then how are you going to get them there?
And something as simple as making sure you have all of their phone numbers, you know, with you, that you don't leave that just at your place of business.
So you need an emergency plan, and then your employees, in addition, if they are necessary staff, they need an emergency plan as well.
You need to be able to communicate that.
Certainly, you know, most businesses, employees are their key asset. Don't forget about how you're going to get the employees there, how they're going to take care of their families during the same disaster, because if they don't have heat, they don't have power, are they going to come to work? Can they stay at work? Can they focus? So you have to have those conversations for sure.
Well, thank you so much. Our time has run out. It goes way, way too fast. Carmen Lawrence, Director for the Department of Resources and Economic Development, and Director Perry Plummer, thank you so much for joining us today. Lots of great information. And if people want more information, what is the website they should go to?
We have a business continuity section on nheconomy.com.
And ours is readynh.gov. Readynh.gov would be the best way to access us.
Fantastic. Great to meet you both. Have a wonderful afternoon, and I'm sure we'll be in touch at some point.